really wish I had a cigarette. And I wish all these people would get out of my apartment. I have no idea why I agreed to this welcome home party. And why the hell did I agree to let Malik host it at my place? Ugh, whatever. It's not my friends I'm mad at. It's this whole situation. God, I never thought in a million years I'd be moving back here. But Dad's getting older and needs help running a store. I'm happy to be here for him, but there's a lot I left behind in this little town when I left. You being one of them. It's been 3 years since we've seen each other, let alone talked. God, you still look like you did in college. It was so hard to act normal when you first got here. Like we were just old friends or something. We were so much more than that. You still walk around with that little half smile on your face, like you've got a secret you're hiding from everyone. Your beard is a little longer than I'm used to seeing it, but those scruffy cheeks still make me want to rub my face against yours. And you still look at me from across the room, even when we're talking to other people. Oh, shit.
Hey.
Hey.
Not interrupting anything, am I?
Oh, no. It was just kind of hot in there. Needed some fresh air.
Must be crazy being back here after so long.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of memories here. It's nice. You move to stand next to me, and I get a whiff of your cologne. God, you even smell the same.
It's nice for me too, seeing you.
Yeah. You dip your head to the side and look up at me with soft, narrowed eyes. My face is starting to feel hot under your gaze. The thought of you kissing me flashes in my mind. No, just don't go there. I've always had a hard time expressing myself, but you do it with such ease. It's like you can just say what's on your mind without obsessing over finding the right words. As far as breakups go, ours was pretty amicable. College had just ended and I got offered an incredible job in London. You were born and raised here, just like me, but you had no plans on leaving. There was no bad blood or anything between us. We just sort of agreed that long distance wasn't going to work out. But I've definitely wondered what it would be like if we hadn't. I've stopped myself from calling you so many times, just because I knew how hard it would be knowing we can't be together. And I've definitely jerked off thinking about you. I can't think of anything to say. I feel like frozen in this moment. Like there's this tangible thing between us. Like no time has passed at all. I missed you.
I missed you.
You rest your arm on the railing and it brushes against mine. A bolt of white hot desire runs through me. I'd forgotten just how good it feels to be around you. God, how do you do this? We barely even talk tonight and I feel like I'm losing my... I pull back for just a second. And your eyes ask if I want you to stop. I orient my body towards yours, and you walk me backwards into the cool stucco wall. We're just past the sliding door, just out of sight from anyone who might be looking out from inside. Fuck. I'm not gonna be able to stop if we start. Your tongue pushes into my mouth, and you suck hard on my bottom lip.
Good.
You lay your hand against the wall next to my head and press your hips into mine. Oh my God, I've missed this. I've missed your body, your kiss. Our bodies fit so well together. Everything about this is so natural, so easy. I reach up to bury my fingers in your messy hair, and a flash of memory suddenly hits me. All of the times we fucked in your tiny apartment off 3rd Street. The time you fucked me on the street outside of the club. I grab at your shirt collar and pull you closer.
Fuck. You feel good.
You push your knee between my legs and rub up against my cock. There's so many people inside, just a few feet away. There's no way we could do this and not get caught. We grind against each other, our cocks rubbing through our pants as our bodies melt together.
Can you stay quiet?
Yeah. Your hand dips down into my briefs and curls around my cock.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.